AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The country's two largest states lift most of their pandemic restrictions as the nation hits another milestone. Sagar Magani has this.
The pandemic's now killed more than 600,000 people in America, as tallied by Johns Hopkins University. Average daily virus deaths are now around 340, a tenth of January's peak. With more than 40% of Americans now fully vaccinated, more governors are dropping restrictions, like California's Gavin Newsom.
We are here, June 15th, to turn the page.
And Andrew Cuomo in New York.
We can now return to life as we know it.
New Yorkers will still have to wear masks in schools and on subways. Not so in Maryland, where Governor Larry Hogan says the state will not require masks anywhere. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The National Conference of Mayors is calling on Congress and President Biden to help in the effort to reduce gun violence that's exploded in the nation's cities since last year. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
Every day in America, people are dying needlessly from gun violence. And we do need Washington to wake up to this reality.
An argument this morning in a home in Chicago escalated into gunfire. Four people, three women and a man, are dead. Four others were shot, at least two in critical condition. A few hours before that, a man pulled a pistol in the plant where he worked in Albertville, Alabama, killed two co-workers, and then later killed himself. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department is going to enhance analysis of threats from domestic terrorists.
To defuse the underlying causes of domestic terrorist attacks, we must promote a society that is tolerant of our differences and respectful in our disagreements.
President Biden calls domestic terrorism a stain on the soul of America. This is AP News. One of two former students accused in a fatal shooting in a suburban Denver school in 2019 is found guilty of murder, attempted murder, and other crimes. The verdict against Devin Erickson came a day after prosecutors said he was a full partner with Alec McKinney in the shooting that killed one student at STEM school Highlands. McKinney testified against Erickson after pleading guilty last year. Southwest Airlines is struggling to solve a computer software problem. AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
Southwest had to cancel some 500 flights and delay hundreds of others after a second straight day of dealing with a technology glitch. The tracking service FlightAware says this combination of cancellations and delays affected about half of Tuesday's Southwest flights. An airline spokesman says it's a network connectivity problem and urges customers to check their flight status before heading to the airport. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.